with each other. Okay, so the Limud, the Ezras Hashem this year, at least we're starting with the Limud that we're starting with, is in Ketzer Mevarchim, in Sefer Brachos. We have the Gemaras, and we have the packets online. Okay. Let's see. Let me see if I have a packet. One second. I'm so sorry for the delay. Just give me a minute. Okay, here we go. Okay. 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 So the Limud is we're going to start doing in Yanim of Birkas Hananin. And that we do on today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Tuesday's our early day. So we have Shir like the time of quarter to. When do we do? 11 to 12, around 11 to 12 on Tuesdays. And last day we had the whole week, 11 to 12. Right now we're going to, unless we can discuss it better. But right now, at least for the time being, we're going to be having the Shir on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, from 1:30 to 2:30. The last half hour on Thursday is Parsha. And on Sunday, we have a separate limud. We're going to continue in Yonet Tzitzis, that we've done before. Let's see if we could just spread out a little bit so we could see each other, because we have such a nice room. So how do you want to work so I could see everybody?
When on Sunday?
Sunday, it'll be, what time is 11 to 12 on Sunday. Yeah, I think something like that. Here. You want to sit over here so I can see you? That'll be great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Sheehan, do you have the packets?
No, I don't.
Oh, so you make sure. Do you have a camera so we can see each other?
Yes. Well, I'm not wearing a... I'm not all nice. You know, I'm okay dressed, but not for you.
Okay. If you see each other as well. Okay. So, Moshe Carroll is our share assistant. So, we have any problems or issues? I'm here in the morning. I'm here in the afternoon. I'm in the library, Bez Hashem. And have any questions? You know, if you're here for Shabbos, you'd like to come for a Shabbos meal, please let me know. And okay, and that's the main. We should build a kesher, and we'll go from there. Okay, we always start this man.
Can Moshe Carroll put his email address in the chat?
Moshe Carroll, you put your email address in the chat. Okay. Okay, so we're going to start. We start with the Niggin, and then we'll begin the Shir. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, ready? Avinu Harachaman, Amirachem, Rachem Aleinu. V'sein v'libeinu v'ino v'avinu v'askil avinu v'rachaman amirachem rachem aleinu. Hussein, Billy Vino, the Havino, the Askew, Lishma, Lilma, Dulame, Lishma, Lilassos, Ulikayas, Colombidrei, Salma Tarasecha Biavo Lishma Vilmon Lishma Vilasas Ulikayim Eskol Divrei Salma Tarasecha Biavo Vihaeinu Visarasecha So we're going now to begin the beginning of Birkas Hanenin. So it begins with the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Brachos. Right? The Mishnah in the sixth parak of Brachos, Ketzim Mevarchim al Aperos. Al Peros Ha'ilon, Omer Bor Pri Ha'etz, Kutzman Hayayin, Shalom Yayin, who Omer Bor Pri Ha'gofen. So anything that grows from a tree is Bor Pri Ha'etz. Right? We make an apples and oranges, grapes, all these things are Bor Pri Ha'etz. But a yayin is the exception to the rule. So yayin gets a higher level of bracha because the Gemara is going to say later, because there was some shinoi that took place to the yayin. In other words, it was changed, and as a result, it gets a bar priya gofen. But the simple pshat of the Mishnah is that it really should have been a bar pereitz. It's just that it had a chashivas that it gets a bar peragofen. Now the shaila is, what is the chashivas that yayin has that it should get a special bracha? I mean, as was, what's the chashivas of yayin? And whatever the chashivas of yayin is, we have to understand, does grape juice have that same chashivas? You know, the oilam today, the minig in the oilam today is to make a bar paragofen on grape juice. You know, one of the things I always say over from Rabbi Chalap, he should live and be well, is Rabbi Chalap always told me, he always said over, that when he was growing up, one of the big divides between Orthodoxy and other branches of Judaism was whether you would make Kiddush on grape juice or not. But that was like one of the big divides. So today, even like Rav Aaron is laughing right at this. So like all the Hasidim are using, you know, it's the, you know, are using grape juice and, you know, that. But the shaila is grape, whatever, in other words, obviously something is chashuv about yayin, that So, and whatever the chashivas is, does grape juice have that chashivas also? Or maybe grape juice should just be a bar per eitz or shahakol. And if that be the case, then if you wouldn't be able to make kiddush on grape juice Friday night, right? What are you going to make kiddush? You see, on Shabbos day, we're more lenient on what we make kiddush on. You can make kiddush on chamar medina, right? So chamar medina is like something that's used as a beverage in the locale. What would you say the best chamar medina today is? Huh? Schnapps? You think schnapps?
No, it is.
You think schnapps? You are Gavi. No, you're Ozzy Frogler. Yeah. Schnapps, he says. You want to get out some schnapps?
Coffee.
Coffee. That's what I think. I think like this, that because if you hold, we'll have to, maybe we'll learn later in the year, if you say that Chamar Medina means something that is the drink, the beverage of the locale. So some learn that means that. Like you invite someone over. Come over, let's have a coffee together. Do you ever invite anybody, or do your parents ever invite anybody over for grape juice? Right? No, Petrushka? They don't. Petrushka obviously is in the Mishnah also, right? That's parsley. Was it parsley? Right, it's parsley. It's see, he's part of Hilchos Brachos. That's why you're here today. Teach us a little about Bar Kriyat Adama. Yeah. You know about the Pietrushka Mishnais? Yeah. It's very important. So I don't know. I'm not so sure. Rabbi Gedalia Berger said, maybe we could view it as Chamar Medina, the grape juice. But I don't know. I don't know. You see, some hold that Chamar Medina has to be Meshaker, that has to be intoxicating. So that's what you say, Rabbi Frohman. Schnapps. Schnapps. And beer, yeah. And people have a lot of beer drinkers in the Heights. Yeah. But and your parents ever invite people over to let's have a beer together? No.
Really, but you can see it happen. Yeah.
You can see it happening.
Most of the greatest things.
Maybe not in our welt. I mean, I could see, like Hamish of people inviting over for a cup of coffee, right? That's like a cup of coffee, but I can't see so much. I don't know. I don't think my parents ever invited people for beer in the house, or and they didn't invite for grape juice either. I never, So grape juice better be Hagafen, because if it's not, then people. So we're going to see whether is that going to be such a partial thing. Let's see what the Gemara says on Lamed A Amud Beis. Putz min hayayin. The Gemara says, "Maishna yayin ilay li." Let's see, is in the packet also. Usually we have the gemaras that we're doing are also in the packet as well. Let's see, third page.
Page three. Yeah,
Page
page three.
three. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, what were you saying?
I have a question about the Mishnah. Wouldn't you assume that yain would have been shahakol, not plains? Because of the Mishnah, like it was
Yeah, Rabbi Frogel's asking a good question. In other words, the default position of wine, the Mishnah says, is ha'etz. So he's asking my Rav Azi is asking that why should, but it's chashiv, so it gets a bir pri hagafen. But he's saying, shouldn't it have been shahal? Why should it be bir pri ha'etz? So the answer is, it grows from the vine.
You don't say I ate some like orange juice or something.
So maybe we should. right? It has an issue, it's a discussion. And maybe we should say eight and oranges. But I don't know, I don't drink oranges. I have, you know, I'm on a sugar-free diet, so I haven't been. I used to be a big oranges drinker. Used to be a big oranges drinker, but then I had on a sugar-free diet, so then I'm not such a big oranges drinker anymore. But it could, we'll see by the time the year ends that it's not so simple to say that oranges is a shahako. Maybe oranges is a eitz. Maybe you're right. Maybe it should be a eitz. So we have to figure all these things out. But let's focus on wine. So what's the chashivas of wine? So the Gemara says it was nishtana liluya. Ilay with the shum nishtana liluya. Where is it? Yishtani lebracha, v'har shemen, yishtani liluya, v'lo yishtani lebracha. But shemen, also, in other words, you have olives, right? So olives is a bari peretz, and then you make it into oil. So it's what? Right. So, Hashem d'shtani l'vlo yishtani l'bracha. Shem Rav Yehuda Meshmul Fein Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochan Hashem Zayis B'bracha Melo Bar Pereitz. So the Gemara says no. Amri Hasom Mishum D'lo Efshar. Because by Shemen, yeah, there's no low Efshar. Why is it no Efshar? Heichi Nevarach Nevarach Bar Pere Hazayis. What are you going to make a bar? What bracha should you make on shemen?
But you don't drink shemen.
Oh. So maybe the bracha should be bori pri hazayis. The pri of the zayis is the shemen. Peri guf hazayis ikri. But the fruit itself is called the zayis. When the Varachal Abar Pri ate Zayas? Okay, let's see Rashi. Zayas says, Varachal Abar Pri Hapri. Shapri Kor Zayas. Ezu Bri Shemaim Ki De Adam He Bri Ezu. Ava Gabi Gefen Ha Gefen He Eitz. Vanovim Heim Pri Ha Gefen. In other words, by the fruit, the eitz itself is called the gefen. So the anovim, the grapes, are pri gefen. But by shemen, what are you going to make? Elam arzudu chamra zayin mishkalo zayin. Okay, so then it's a whole discussion. But then look at what the Gemara concludes. El chamra sa'id, mishkalo sa'id. See that line? The first word on the line is kol hazan alai. El chamra sa'id, wine satiates you. Mishka, but so therefore that's why it gets a special brach. But oil doesn't satiate.
But oil don't drink at all. Who drinks oil?
Yeah, so the Gemara is going to say that maybe you can drink it when sometimes in a mixture. You could put more, and you know, when you're, yeah, the last line of the Gemara. El dekashasi le al gine anigron. And sometimes you have to have vegetable, you know, soup, and then you put oil inside, and you eat it like that. Okay, so that's the hechitimtza where you might have oil. So, but the Gemara is saying that the real, greatness of wine is its soid. And so what does soid mean? How do you understand soid? Satiates. It doesn't satiate wine. What do you say? Yeah, so wine satiates. One second, let's see. Yain soid. Let's see. And Mishcha lo soy, the chamer mi soy, vava rava, have a shasi chamer kol mali yom with the pischa. That rava used to drink wine on Erev Pesach in order to get an appetite. Keiche de nigrere lelibe v'nechol matzah tvei. So this way he would able to eat more matzah to seder. If you eat a lot of wine. So you see that wine doesn't fill you up. Fuck yeah. Wine creates the appetite. So the Gemara says, Tuva gorir porta soid. If you have a lot of wine, it's going to create the appetite. But if a little bit, it's going to satiate you. So the Gemara says, Miksiv misoid klav, haksiv yain yisamach levav enosh. The lechem levav enosh yisod. Right, that's the pasuk we have here in the packet, the first page. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Yain yisamach levav enosh." Don't see ponim mishamen. The lechem levav enosh yitzad. That yain is mesamach, but lechem satiates. So how could you say that the chashivas of wine is that it's soid? Elachamri is behutarti, soid umasamach. That wine has two things. It's soid, it satiates, and it's masamach. That's what the pasuk say. That yayin has both things, and lechem is only soid. So when the pasuk says, yayin samach levav enosh, it means that Telechem Levav Enosh Yitzod, it means Yain is Mesamach and also is Soid, but Lechem is only Soid. So now I ask you a question. So what gives the Chashivas of Yain that it warrants a special bracha? Soid, for sure soid. And maybe it also is, it has to be mesamach. Right? So, okay. So then, now let's put grape juice into the equation. What is grape juice? Is it soid and is it mesamach? Neither. None of the above? What's your first name again? I'm sorry. Gavi. Gavi Asler. Yeah. I like that name. Where's 3-3-2 is where?
I'm from Montreal.
Montreal, that's the, okay. It's good. So that's the question I'm raising right now. Should, according to this Gemara, should we be making a borei pri hagafen on grape juice? And if so, why? Because if you're saying that the reason why yayin, the Gemara says that yayin is because it's soid. Then the Gemara says, but who says it's soid? I thought lechem is soid. So the Gemara says, no, yayin is also soid umasamach. But grape juice doesn't have anything. So no, Rav Yosef. What does your father do? Does he make kiddush on grape juice? He doesn't. Oh, he makes some wine. Okay. What about the rest of the people who make our grape juice? Your little brother? What does he say? Yeah. Oh, well, let's see. And let me show you another Gemara. Take a look on page 5. So the Gemara has it here in Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra on Tzadi's Zayin Amid Beis says the Omer Rav Soche Odom Eshkol Shal Anovim, the Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. So this Gemara clearly is stating that you could just squeeze a grape and make what? And make a, well, how do you know you mean Sankofen? Because it says you make Kiddush. So Kiddush is Sankofen. Kiddush Pashas means it's Friday night Kiddush. And Pashas means you squeeze the grape from before. So what's the heter of making hagafen on? So this is grape juice, right? The Gemara Bava Basra. So I just got through telling you that the Gemara in Brachas on Lamed Hey Amid Beis says the reason that yayin is special. The reason the yayin is special is because it's sa'id, and maybe because it's sa'id and mesamach, right? And I told you that what? Pashtus says grape juice is not soid and it's not misamach. So this Gemara is against this Gemara Bava Basra. Because the Gemara Bava Basra says that you can make Kiddush on grape juice. Because if you were on Friday afternoon, you were soaked Eshkol Shalanovim. And now it's ready for Shabbos night, Friday night. So it's like grape, it's juice. It didn't ferment in such a short time, right? It didn't ferment. So that's the question I'm raising. The Gemara says, Alam Hayavad Beis, that Yayin gets the Bori Pri HaGafen. Only because it's soid, and maybe because it's soid and also masama, but at least it has to be soid. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis, says you can make Kiddush on grape juice. Because what makes it grape juice? It means it didn't ferment yet. So it didn't get intoxicating yet. But if we say that the thing that makes the yayin be intoxicating is because it fermented, so then it's so said that the other Gemara. The other Kasha. Before I would say right? You hear the question. In other words, this Gemara says it has to be soid. So soid means it has to have fermented. And it's has an alcoholic component that fills you up or makes you happy. But so then how can the Gemara in Bava Basra and Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis says that you could just soak it out of Eshkol Alonim Omar Kiddush Hayom? Which means that, and it means you just did it. It doesn't mean you did it on Shabbos. That would be Chil Shabbos if you would soak it in on Shabbos. So what's the answer? In other words, I'm raising a question from Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Islam Hayim Beis says the Ayin gets Bar Paragraphin only because it's Sayyid from a Samach. And Lamed Hayim Amid Beis, and the Gemara in Bava Basra says Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis says that what? That you can make Kiddush even on something that you just, a grape that you just squeezed, which is clearly not fermented yet, and therefore doesn't have the alcohol component to be mesameach or to be soyed. Mordechai? You mean, so you want to tell me that maybe the Gemara in Bava Basra is only talking about Shabbos day?
In the context of the Gemara. It's about maybe only in this case.
Kiddush Hayom doesn't mean day. Even though Hayom is in day. But
it's like Kedushas Hayom.
Yeah. Kiddush Hayom, Pasha says the it's not even necessarily called Kiddush on Shabbos day. I mean, the Pasha says this Gemara is also talking about Friday night. You hear the kasha? I told you, Rav Goldvich sat saw the Rosh Yeshiva Kermiyav and said, first you have to appreciate the kasha. So if you don't appreciate the kasha, then if I give you an answer, it won't be meaningful. So first you have to feel the suffering. Appreciate the kasha. That's what he says. If you don't prepare the Mar Makormis, so then the Magid Shir comes in. He makes problems for you, and he gives you solutions. But you never had the problem, so who needs him? But if you prepare for the Shir, he said, then you understand what the problems are, and then you feel the problem, and then when you hear a solution, it's meaningful. So I want now to you to help me to answer the kasha. We're asking a kasha between Gemara Brachos Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And Bava Basra Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. And I want you to see how would you resolve this question? You hear the question. First, I want to make sure everyone feels the pain. You feel the pain? Good. Gabi, too? You feel the pain?
Yeah.
Feel it. Yosef? No, the only one is so new. So it's now we have to work on a solution.
Would it be because half grape juice can turn into wine
one day? Oh, so one answer, our good friend Gavi is saying, is because it could potentially turn into grape juice. So maybe potential is good enough. In other words, soy musamach maybe doesn't mean it has to be soy musamach now, but if potentially it could be soy musamach, maybe that's sufficient. No, so you're saying, so Hagon Rav Azi is asking to me, so you should say Bar Pir Gavon on the grape. Because potentially, no, because the grape is too far removed. The grape is not even too. In other words, if you're going to leave the grape here from today till tomorrow, 1,000 years, it's not going to become wine. Right? Unless you do something to it. In other words, whenever we say potential is good enough, it means when if you would leave it alone, it could get to that stage, that would be good enough.
But also, when you say that, are you talking in terms of what rough we're making, or if it's special? Because you never said that it has to be. Their kiddush should be saved. That's fashion, but the grape wouldn't. Well, I don't know how to raise this. I'm saying that Ozzy says, why can't we have a grape to say it? I'm confident on that. But I'm saying, well, how maybe we're just talking about it being kashrut, not versus what the bracha is. That it potentially.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you.
Yeah, I don't think any of the answers make sense.
So you're saying, but your answer is that. Even if we didn't reach the stage of Soy the Masamak, we could already make a Bar Pir Gavon because we're on the way. Maybe you're saying it's not chashuv enough.
It's not.
If it's not wine, so then it should just be a Beit Eitz or a Shahakal or whatever.
What if it's Mevushel grape juice?
Meaning what, Ferrari?
It can't become wine.
Yeah, it can't
It's
be a wine.
Mevushel grape juice.
Otherwise, in other words, the grape juice today we have is pasteurized, right? So that kills the bacteria that will cause the grape juice to ferment. So one could say that, like Gavi, that potential is all we need, right? And that's that Gemara in Bava Basra. But on the other hand, potential is good enough, but what?
Nowadays,
But maybe nowadays there's no potential. So I have a friend in Williamsburg with Chaim Kalman Gutman, a big Talmud Chacham. Some people, there are different levels of how machmir people could get on Pesach. So some people have the minute they don't eat out. So it was, even though I'll eat by you the whole year, but on Pesach I won't eat by you. My shita is, if I'll eat by you the whole year, I'll eat by you on Pesach too. And if I won't eat by you the whole year, I won't eat by you by Pesach either. In other words, I'll eat by anybody on Pesach who I'll eat by the whole year. That's the shita I follow. But some people are very, right? They don't eat, they don't, what they call mish. They don't mish. That's the expression. Don't mish. It means you don't put your stuff with his stuff. No mish, no mishing. But and then another thing that people do is they won't eat any packaged products. Everything homemade. I don't follow that either. I eat any hashgacha I trust during the year, I trust on Pesach too. If I won't trust it during the year, I won't trust it for Pesach either. But so, yes, yeah, so what are we saying? So we're saying that so the grape juice we have. So my friend, he makes his own grape juice. We call must. He makes that thing in the bathtub or something like that. It tastes like grape juice, but it wasn't fermented. So his must. If you leave it around, it could come. But the question is about the grape juice of today. I don't know. Some people who claim that it still could. I don't know. I'd like to see somebody leave some grape juice from from one year to the next and see what happens.
We have to buy another
Well, yeah, but all the grape juices are all. I don't know, but are pasteurized. Well, right. So if it's going to be pasteurized, it's not going to become. So when you buy Kenem grape juice, so it's pasteurized. So the pasteurization process might stop it from fermenting, and then.
Can you decouple the kiddush from the bracha of borei pri agafim? In other
What?
words, just like you make kiddush on, let's say, bread, whatever, if you have to. So
Right.
maybe if you hold by the Gemara in Brachot, so it doesn't get a borei pri agafim, but you hold by the Gemara in Bava Batra, you can make kiddush. So you decouple it.
Right. So Rav Sheehan is saying that who says that you have to make a Beit Pri HaGafen on Kiddush. We're talking about Kiddush at night.
Yes.
Is there such a thing of not making? If you're making Kiddush on Challah, so then you can make Kiddush on Challah. But what about Kiddush? Could you make Kiddush a Friday night and anything by the Bar Pir Goffin? Because Rav Shion is saying is maybe in a Chanami, maybe it's what? It's Bar Pir Eitz. So how would you make it? How would you make Kiddush then? You would make a grape juice and make a Bar Pir Eitz. Is there such a thing like that? In other words, we know Friday night you can either make Kiddush al Hayayin or al Hamotzi. So the question is, could you make Kiddush on grape juice? If you would hold grape juice, it's not a Bar Pir Goffin. Could you still be able to make, you see, on Shabbos day, you can make Kiddush, even a Chamar Medina. But Friday night, you can't make a Chamar Medina. You have to
if
make.
You don't hold that it's, if you don't hold that it's a, that Bar Pir Goffin, you know, it's, if you hold, if you think that it's Bar Pir Eitz or Shehakol, yeah, then it's no better than orange juice.
Right. And you can't use orange juice for Kiddush. So then you shouldn't be able to use grape juice if grape juice is not. No, you have to make Kiddush al Hayayin. So maybe you can't make the Kiddush has to be al Hayayin unless it's al Halacha. You can make Kiddush on Challah.
But on the other hand, you said something about a grape. A grape by itself wouldn't become fermented.
No one would say you can make Kiddush on the grape.
Yeah, grape.
The grape but, itself.
But the Eben, you can, if you say a Geffen on the grape, I think you would say no, not the Eben.
Yeah, so that's a question. You know, we're going to see sometime in the future, there's a whole famous tshuva written by one of the poskim, the old poskim that discuss that under a chuppah, somebody once made a Bari Pri Ha'etz on the wine, under the chuppah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in a wedding that this ever happened, but we'll see. It is a. Now let me ask you a question. Could we say the following? You know, could it be a machlokis hasugis? That maybe the Gemara Bava Basra holds. We'll see that the. There's a word from the Chazanish that maybe all you need is the species. In other words, maybe Bar Pir Goffin is because the species is, but maybe if you did something that it's still the same species. What do you think about that? In other words, maybe the Gemara Bava Basra is a din in the that as long as you have the species of a Geffen, even though your particular thing is not going to be Mishamach, but it's the same species.
What about raisin wine?
Raisin wine, yeah.
That would also be good then.
Yeah.
Same species.
Well, you're saying it's another. There's a piece here, look on page 24. They quote the Chazon Ish. Chazanish on page 24 in the Sefer Minchas Ish on the Reish Meim Hei, and the footnote says Harazach Baruch Chazanishal Moshe Yenoeg Ba'atzmo Atam Ki Chashivus Hamin Ein Adavka B'Yayin Hamesuyim Hazesh Shosha El B'Klolus Hayayin Shuroy L'Samech Begam Soed Es Halev. Afilu b'yayin eze atzmo en yochol yos yayin. Nechei mamvur shagam al mitzanovim mevarchim bar pir gofen v'osim ov kiddush hayom Ain't the dafka mishum shavshacha. The Chazon Ish says it's not because that what Gavi said. Gavi, right? It's not because what you said that its potential could be, even if it can't be. Ain't the dafka mishum shavshacha kalasos meriyin. But mishum shakol chashivus hamin he gedola. Ain't nafka mina biyin mesuyum zeh or acher. Because once you have this min of, well, what is the min? The min is that the liquid that comes out of a grape is the min of what we call yayin. Even though most yayin is what already fermented or already this, but when it comes out of the grape, that's the min. That's called yayin. Even though you did something to the grape, to the wine, that will not let it ferment, the Chazon Ish wasn't bothered by that. So if you say like the Chazon Ish, it's a din in this particular species. And that's all you need.
And that's why in Onan or in the 9 days, you can't drink grape juice, the Chora, has nothing to do with Mesameach.
Right. Right. In other words, In other words, could an onen have orange grape for the 9 days?
Right.
What you're saying is the people are machmir.
The posts can say that you shouldn't, right?
Right. Well, yeah, we'll see. But if you assume like that, so the Chazon Ish says a big chiddush, but the Chazon Ish basically saved the world here. Yeah. Because according to him, the grape juice of today maybe can't become ferment, but maybe there's two ways you could say it. You could say the potential shot, like Gavi says, or say no, not in the potential, the din in the what? In the mid. Well, meaning yayin usually is mesameach, but it's still called yayin because it's from that same species. Even though you did something that stunted its growth or stunted its, and if you say like the Chazon Ish, then all the gemaras work out. Now, do I think the Chazon Ish is the pasha pshat? It's not so simple that's the simple pshat. Maybe in a hanami, if you did something to stunt its growth, maybe you. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue seeing, but again we're working about the steer and the sugis.